Blog Talk Radio.
Body, please check.
Praise the Lord. All right. Let me see here. Who else
and give it a prayer.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you now. Amen. Go ahead. Are you there? All right, someone else up in there.
This is Sister Cobb in Texas. Can you hear me?
We can hear you, Ma.
Okay, I was trying to come off mute. I'm sorry. Good morning. This is such a beautiful day.
Hallelujah. I bless you. We can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay, this is such a beautiful day this morning, and I thank the Lord for blessing me to see another day, blessing me all through the night, blessing me on this prayer line, and everyone on the prayer line. I honor you, Dr. Johnson, on this morning, and Lady Betty. And my praise report is just, I just thank the Lord for being here. It's a blessing just to be here with the saints on this morning. So do anyone else have a praise report there? Come on, saints.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Amen. Amen. This is Ambassador Elect Hendricks, 912 area, Georgia. Amen. I honor the Lord this morning. I honor our Chief Ambassador, Ambassador Johnson, and to Dr. Daddy, and to everybody on the line. I'm so glad to be a part of this line. God is so very good on this very day. Woke us up this morning. Glory be to God and started us on our way. Hallelujah. And my praise report is, I thank God, hallelujah, for the blog line on last night. Thank you, Jesus. And I think it was Prophet Baker afterward when Dr. Johnson asked if anyone had anything that they would like to say. Hallelujah. And she began to say that she would like for the saints to pray for the shooting, people going around shooting. Amen. And just, now she said that on last night, and Monday somebody had called me, said this young man, they wasn't sure which one it was, but he ran around and shooting in people's houses. Amen. And so she asked me to pray with her because it was her cousin, and they charged him and said it was him going around shooting in people's houses. They didn't even know the people, just shooting in people's houses. And afterward, he went home because he could not take it and killed himself, shot himself. Amen. Amen. So she said that last night, and I had just got the call Monday of the same very thing. So I'm asking, just like Prophet Baker said on last night, that we pray to ask the Lord to bind that spirit of the young people going around shooting in people's houses. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you, Lord. That's something to pray for, because every day, I live in the city of Houston, every day you turn on the news, somebody have been shot and killed, and that's a spirit, a demonic spirit that's going around. So that, let's pray for that. That is so good. Do anyone else have a praise report?
Come on, thanks.
Good morning. This is Sheila 860. I honor Dr. Johnson, Dr. Betty, and their entire staff on the prayer line. I'd honor each and every one of you, but most important, I honor Jesus. He is truly the head of my life, and I thank him for it. Yesterday, I struggled to get on the prayer line, but nevertheless, yesterday is gone. There's a new day, and I'm on it. I made sure I got on it really early. And I'm just giving God the praise this morning because he is just so worthy. He's worthy to be praised. And I just thank him each and every day. And I just love this loosing and binding, because I'm loosing everything that's not as of Jesus. But I'm binding greatness things. So I just realize, oh, it has brought me from a mighty long way. It has given me joy in my heart. And I just thank God for it. I thank God for each and every last one of you. I thank God for waking me up this morning because he didn't have to do it, but he did it. And I'm just giving him all the praise and honor because he kept me. He kept me from any hurt, harm, and danger. He just watched over me because I work late at night. And he just, when I come home from work, he just watches over me as I go in and out of my house. And I just thank God for traveling mercy as I travel up and along the dangerous highways each and every day. I just thank God. I'm just giving God all the praise because he's just worthy. Thank you, Jesus. thank you, and God bless you for this opportunity. God bless you.
Thank you, Sister Sheila. That was so beautiful. Thank you. Do anyone else have a praise report?
Amen. This is Sister Lucia. This is Sister Lucia.
Go ahead.
This is Ambassador Lake Johnson in Texas. I praise God for another day that he has blessed me to see. I honor him on today. I praise God for Ambassador, Chief Ambassador Johnson. And for you, Ambassador-elect, Tom, it's good to hear your voice this morning.
Yours too.
I praise God for another day. Thank him for being close in my right mind with the activity of my limbs. I praise God because God is just true to his word. And indeed, it's in him that I live, move, and have my being. I thank the Lord how on yesterday, the Lord just blessed me on my job. You know, you have the option, the opportunity to get bonuses. And the paper had already gone around for those that would be getting the bonus. And my name was not on there. So this lady that's sitting next to me, her name wasn't either. And she began to complain that, you know, she didn't understand and didn't think it was fair. So I just like, oh, Lord, it's in your hands. I'm just not going to talk about it or anything. Well, sure enough, my supervisor picked up the phone and called me. And she's just right down the aisle. She could have just said it out or called me to her desk. But she was calling me to say, I'm not going to send that paper around anymore, but I'm putting you down for the bonus. And I praise God. I said, Lord, I thank you for the favor. Truly, God is true to his word. But he'll take care of his own, and I do belong to him, and I'm so grateful for all that he's done. He's been taking care of me, and he continues to take care of me. I'm just thanking the Lord for doing that for me. And I believe it was just discreet, where everybody wouldn't know, but she called me and let me know that she's going to do that. So I'm just thanking God for all of his many blessings.
Oh, it's so good to hear your voice too, sister. All right, Sister Johnson is the one that gave me the number to the prayer line, so I'm always indebted to her, and I love her. We used to attend church together. We 6 hours apart, but our spirits are together. And when God speaks, he doesn't do a lot of screaming and yelling and all that. He speaks in a quiet voice, and that's what he did to her supervisor. But that is such a blessing. So do anyone else have a praise report?
This is Sister Lucille. I want to first give honor to God and all the saints on this prayer line. I truly thank the Lord for waking me up this morning. I thank the Lord for all his blessings. The other day, the pastor, Ambassador Johnson asked, did anybody want prayer? And my finger, I use my right hand all the time, and my one finger was really hurting bad. I couldn't use it. I couldn't hardly use my hand. And he told me to, he was praying for my finger, and he told me to wiggle it. And I thank the Lord that my finger does not hurt anymore. At first, I couldn't even touch my finger, rub my fingers together or nothing. And now my finger is healed. And I thank the Lord for that. And I'm asking the saints to continue to keep me in your prayers. God bless you.
Thank you so much, Sister Lucia. Ambassador Johnson, how many more would you like?
Just get about four more. We got time.
Okay.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Renee McKnight from Texas.
Good morning.
Good morning. I would like to bless everybody on the prayer line, bless Pastor Johnson and all the ambassadors. And Lord, I just want to thank you for the rain that we've had here in Texas, San Angelo. And God, just thank you for waking me up this morning. It's a beautiful day. I love everybody on the prayer line. God bless y'all all.
We love you too, Sister Renee. She and I used to work together years ago, and we still friends. We talk almost every other day. She's such a blessing and has grown. And I thank this old prayer line for having the patience to work with all of us. God is so good. Do anyone else have a prayer, a praise report? I'm sorry.
This is Sister Reed in Texas. Good morning, first of all. And I praise God for waking me up this morning. And I thank you, Sister Cobb, for introducing me to the prayer line. I've been feeling ill for the last 2 days. Yesterday, I went ahead and went to the Mighty Emergency Clinic because I was having pains in my chest. They ran all kinds of tests, and all they could find was a UTI. He did set me up with the heart specialist, but I'm trusting God he won't find anything either. Y'all have a beautiful day, and may God bless all of you.
Oh, may God bless you, too. This is all my sisters from Texas. Y'all going to make me cry now. But thank the Lord for all of y'all. This is so good. Anyone else have a praise report?
Good morning, this is Sheila Brown, 913 area code. Praise God this morning for waking me up in my right mind and health and strength. Give honor to Pastor and First Lady, his family. And I give honor to all the saints and friends that's on this prayer line. My praise report is I feel so good rejoicing with you all. And the lady, I'm sorry, ma'am, I didn't get your name, the lady that's hosting the show this morning. It's just so good that you are rejoicing with your sisters all around Texas. It's just a blessing. It's just like we're at church and everybody's greeting one another. It's just a blessing to hear that you're full and God is running yourself over. And Sister McKnight, I know you in the spirit, and last week you had tears in your eyes, and I woke up today to wash my face, and God put you in my spirit. He says, let you know that he's washing all the way those tears of sadness, and he's restoring you, and it's just a blessing. Sister, that's nice to hear you spooling your cup running over also in the last 2 or 3 days. I praise the Lord for that. That's my praise report this morning.
Oh, so beautiful. Do we have another one?
Praise the Lord. Good morning, everyone. This is Ambassador Hagen. And I thank the Lord today. Praise the Lord. Give honor to our Chief National Ambassador, Dr. Bernard Johnson. Thank God for Oh, praise God. I thank God for our first lady of this ministry, Ambassador Dr. Betty Joyce Johnson. Thank God, amen, for the memory, amen, of Mother Adeline Johnson, mother to the nations. We thank God for all the ambassadors-elect, and we thank God for everybody who's joined us today. Thank God for you, Ambassador-elect Cobb. We just thank God for you. We thank God for the outstanding work that you're doing this morning, amen, and hosting us, amen, with this project. We just are so excited. I'm so glad to be here and to be connected. I'm telling you, God has come through and given us a victory once again, and to God be the glory. And also just my praise report is also, in addition to being able to be heard and being able to hear you, is also that our Chief International Ambassador will be visiting the Georgia area on April the 15th, and we want everybody to please circle that date, April the 15th. And our media friends are excited, and the people in Southeast Georgia are excited about the visit. So circle the date. And if you are anywhere close by the Georgia area or live in Georgia, amen, invite all your family and all your friends and all your cousins and everybody, and look forward to joining us April 15th at Hagen, Georgia. God bless. Back to you, Sister Cobb.
Thank you, Ambassador Hagen. Do we have just one more?
Well, I want to thank God.
Yes, good morning. Good morning, everybody. This is
Ambassador-elect
Charlotte Gray, Sister Cobb, Ambassador-elect. You're doing so wonderful. I just want to jump in and give my praise report. Good morning, everybody. It is a wonderful Wednesday that I am happy about. I am 9 days in training. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I told you guys last week about my eye I'm on day 7 of my eye being swollen. I am letting it be known God is yet healing my eye. Thank you, Lord. So I am just giving praise to God. I am so grateful to be a praise report, and I am just forever, because he is wonderful. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, I just thank you just for being you, God. Thank you, Lord. That's my praise report. Have a wonderful day, everybody. God bless y'all.
My sister, Sharla.
Can you hear me?
Good morning. Yeah. I want to remind you that God in, I believe, Genesis 1:28, he tells us that we have dominion over everything that creepeth upon the earth, every living thing. And I thank him in Matthew 16:19, says that we can bind anything like that. I bind that thing that's attacking your eye. Holy Spirit, I'm asking in the spirit realm to go, and whatever is wrong with her eye, I'm asking you to remedy it. Take it out, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I curse the very root of that thing. And let the eye flourish, God. Anything hindering it, I ask that you take it out. There's something deep down in there that's causing that swelling. Take it out. Whatever that is causing swelling, I'm asking you to, God. And let this precious woman see men as men and women as women in the name of Jesus. Take out that blurring. And let her eye be healed. God, I'm asking you to do this properly in the name of Jesus. And Jesus, you said, whatever I ask in your name, you would do it, that the Father would be glorified. Mm-hmm. This is for the glory of the Father. And would you completely heal her eye and let her be able to do her job well. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
And I receive that.
Bless you. One more, Sister Cobb. One more.
Mm-hmm. We have one more praise report this morning.
Praise the Lord. This is Brother Lonnie checking in.
Good morning, Brother Lonnie.
Good morning. First of all, I give honor to my Lord and Savior, Heavenly Father, Father God. I give thanks to my pastor, First Lady, Dr. Renata Johnson, Betty Johnson, and all my church family over at Amazing Grace. Lonnie Stanley coming from Kansas City. And I just want to give praise report and just load up. I went in and had a colonoscopy done, and I had no polyps, no sign, no cancer. We prayed on it. We bound it before and gave thanks to the Lord before we even went in. So, you know, he is able. And I just thank him for that from the bottom of my heart because, you know, cancer runs in my family somewhat. My grandmother died and had some uncles that passed away from that. So that fear, was there when I was going in, and as I was getting ready to go under the anesthesia, and I just, I was just talking with the Lord, and he was letting me know, I got you, I got this, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I realize how little faith I have sometimes, you know what I'm saying? You know, sometimes we really got to get out the way and let God do his thing, you know, but, you know, faith without works is void. So I'm definitely trying to eat better and do the things that the doctor requires for me to do, you know. I think about the parables that, you know, sometimes that was said that, you know, sometimes he sends helps our way too. And he definitely sent help my way because in a dark time in my life when I was lost, I just cried out to the Lord and I just I didn't know where I was at. I was just totally lost, and I just cried out, and I just said, Lord, help me, you know what I'm saying? And I thank him for hearing my prayer at that time. I thank him for intervening in my life and setting me on a new path, you know. And I just, you know, I'm just thankful today, this morning, for seeing a new day. And every breath I take, I acknowledge the Lord. I acknowledge him in all my ways, you know. And I just, you know, I just lift him up and I put him on high. And I just go forward knowing that, as my pastor teaches me, that, you know, I'm more than a conqueror. You know, I wake up and I'm stepping out on faith, and I'm putting my best foot forward, and I'm giving him, you know, the honor that he deserves. And I just know it's going to be a beautiful day today. And you know, that is a good feeling to have, you know. And I just thank the Lord for that today. And I just wanted to share that with you guys. So thank you, Pastor, for allowing me to, you know, share that.
Well, that's a beautiful praise report, Brother Lonnie. You're such a blessing on this line, a man on this line. You're on here every morning, and I can relate to you with the cancer because my mother and sister passed away with it, but I said, I don't have to get it, and the Lord has blessed me not to have it.
Yes,
so I'm thank you, Ambassador Johnson, Dr. Johnson, for giving me this little space to give honor and glory to the Lord, and I'm going to turn it back into your hands.
And you did a marvelous job, Sister Cobb. Thank you so very, very much. God bless you. Oh, my Lord. I see y'all growing. Amen. And, you know, you have to be willing to accept what God is doing for you. Amen. It's not me, but the Lord. I'm just following the Lord.
Amen. And,
who won't say nothing. Amen. The Lord will help you to call him out. Amen. And so if you're growing, you have to grab it, you know, and say, yes, I am growing, and admit it. Amen. Some of you came and you were already good, doing great things, but doing greater things. And you have to be able to grab it and admit it. God is blessing me, and that's when he starts blessing you more. Amen. When you somehow take the rein, take the helm there, and say, yes, the Lord is. And then that's a praise report to him, that he is letting me grow. He is blessing me.
Yes.
Now, when you have a praise report like that, when praises go up, I believe this, the blessings do come down.
Mm-hmm.
The more praise, because the word is true in Psalms 22 and 3. He inhabiteth the praises of Israel. Israel are his, he inhabits the praises of his people. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get in there inhabiting the praises that you're standing up and you're thanking him for your growth, and he says, heaven says the same thing, thanking me for their growth. And then he many times will order a greater blessing because you're grateful. All right. God bless you. I want you to give your prayer request. Any volunteers? Brother Lonnie, you want to take those prayer requests?
I want to pray. Yes, Pastor. Thank you.
All right. Give your prayer request and then ask for other prayer requests and monitor that for us. If you would, the line is open to you, Lonnie.
All right. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right, now we got the Spirit moving. We're gonna now accept prayer requests, and we're gonna humble ourselves unto God. We just wanna clear our minds of everything for say we not coming just asking, but we come in and we receive him. So we just magnify him, lift him up, and we just ask the Lord to move and do his thing. So are there any prayer requests this morning?
Go ask if you would put Dr. Betty Joyce Johnson on the prayer line, on the prayer list, God would continue to touch her body and she's doing well. We want to be completely healed. Amen.
Amen.
We'd like the Lord to just come in right now, Lord, and just, Lord, you know what we have to need of. We just ask that you just come right now, Lord, and we just humbly ask that you come, Lord, and just to heal right now, like only you can, Lord. We just receive it. We receive it, Lord, and knowing that you can do it. We just ask that you do it right now in the name of God. And we thank you for Jesus' name. I want to pray for my sister Charlotte about her eye. That is my sister from way back. And I just thank the Lord every time I hear a voice. I'm so excited that it brings a smile to my face to hear her. And she's had an issue with her eye, and I just bind the enemy right now, Lord, that whatever infliction you are trying to impose on that lady of God, that you loosen it right now, Heavenly Father. I just ask that you just loosen it right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. I ask that you heal her eye. Please, we thank you, Heavenly Father. Okay, is there anybody else?
Good morning, this is Sheila Brown. Good morning, this is Sheila Brown again at 913. This morning, the Lord led me to call my mother, to invite my mother to the prayer line. Her name is Bobby McCullough, and I'm not sure she's still on the prayer line because I tried to put us on a three-way, and I just said, Mom, if you hear anybody speaking, don't say nothing. So I'm not sure, but the Lord laid her on my heart this morning to invite my mom. Her name is Bobby. She's 65 years old. She was been married to my daddy, Burley McCullough, for 50 years, and she birthed 13 children by my father at the age of 13. They got married in Clarendon, Arkansas. My father went home to glory 2 years ago, so it's still 13 kids and 55 grandkids and 23 great-grandchildren. And I just want you all to please lift the McCullough family up. My mother, when she lost my father, it took her down because that was the only man she'd been with all of her life, 50 years with him. And he left us suddenly, and I just want you all to pray for my 13 brothers and sisters. My mom had 9 girls, including me is 9, and I have 4 brothers. And some of my family members, we're not serving the Lord. We're living worldly and doing things, and we know the way we were raised. My grandmother is 91. She's still alive in Clarendon, Arkansas, and she is a true woman of God. And we know the callings that we have on our lives. And I just want you all to pray that my mother, Bobby McCullough, eyes will see the glory of the Lord in and through her children before she leaves this world. I know that lady had many, many, many prayers that she done prayed for her 13 kids. So would you all just lift the McCullough family up in prayer?
Yes. Okay. The McCullough family.
Yes.
Heavenly Father, we come to you. We just ask you that Mother McCullough, would get the chance to see this. The Lord is moving in her family, as it did with the Johnson family, as it did with the Johnson family, with Mother Adderley Johnson, Mother Adderley and her children, Lord, that she would have the opportunity to see the Lord and work and put the spirit of hope and the spirit of love.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
That the Lord can do all things for you, Father. We just ask that you,
thank you, God. Thank you,
McCullough, that peace of mind, to know that he has put his hands on her family and they are safe and under umbrella.
Thank you, Lord.
We know that there's always, there's always going to be a black sheep in the family. But we just ask that you allow your mercy to be upon the black sheep of the family too, Father.
You know, keep them safe too,
Lord. Those are the ones that need you the most, the ones that are lost, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Those are the ones that you're praying for, Lord. So those that have found you, Lord, we thank you for finding them, and those that are lost, Lord, we thank you for finding them as well. We just thank you today.
Thank you, Lord.
For my color family, Lord. And all the good works that Miss Mother McCullough has done, Lord, we just give you all the honor and praise.
Honor.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you.
All right. Is there anybody else that has a prayer request this morning?
Praise the Lord. This is Evangelist. Pardon me. This is our Ambassador, Dr. Julie Hagan. And my prayer request is, glory to God, I want you to pray, and the family as a whole, since we are all part of this, the visitation on the tour that our Chief Ambassador will be doing, is he'll be touring this year, and he's going to be starting the tour in Hagen, Georgia. I'm going to ask that you pray for it, and that we would cover this event in prayer all the way up until the day, and the day is at you in the circle is April the 15th. But we are requesting prayer that you begin praying now and cover that event with prayer. God bless.
God bless. Well, Ms. Higgins, Bashir Higgins, we ask the Lord that He will watch over that event and make it a successful event. It is done, Heavenly Father. April 15th, the anointing will be in the building, Heavenly Father. We just pray that they have a good time in the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Father God.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Right. He's able. Is anyone else have a prayer request this morning?
Good morning. Praise to God. 912 area code. This is Apostle Adamson. I'm asking for prayer for my son. He had a review of court on March the 1st, and the attorney have not let me know anything. I've called several times. I'm praying for his release. And his name is Justin.
Father God, we just ask you this morning that Brother Justin Anderson, Lord, Father God, we ask you for a special blessing this morning that you reach out and you touch those that are involved in the situation, Father God.
Thank you, God.
We just ask that you give him that comfort, Lord, that he needs, Lord, as he goes through a situation, Lord, and let him know that you are there for him, Father God, that he can reach out for you, and you will be faithful, and you will be just, and you will be there for him, Lord, and that he has someone who is more than a conqueror, that you will be willing to represent him as his attorney, Lord, but you will put the people in the place, Lord, that will be able to help them, Lord.
Lord, yes, Lord.
You are not a judge, a person, Lord. You can do it for me. You can do it for
yes,
anyone.
Yes.
There are so many of our brothers, Lord, that need you this morning, Lord. We just ask that you send a special blessing out, Lord.
Special, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Bless
all those that are out there that need you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Go ahead, Brother Lonnie. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Father, in the name of Jesus, we're just praying for all these precious people who need prayer this morning. Oh, God, you're able to do anything. Above all, we can ask, pray, and thank you. God, you're blessed. You're the blesser. You're the one who has 10,000 blessings in your hand. And God, we're asking you that you would bless them in a very, very special way. You would remedy every problem. In Jesus' you for your blessing. The anointing of the Holy Ghost be present and touching on this prayer line right now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Father. I'm praying for Apostle Adams also, that you would bless Pepper. I'm praying for Dr. Julie Hagen, Ambassador Dr. Julie Hagen, that you would bless and help her. Also praying for Frank Stewart. You know, I thank you for using me to encourage him on yesterday. God bless him. In Jesus' name, Lord. Praying for this McCullough family, such a wonderful family, 13 children. God, we know it's mother's desire for all her children to be saved. You said that your desire was that all would come to repentance. And God, this is a mother who's praying in your will. I'm praying in the name of Jesus that you let that prayer come to pass, that her girls, boys would be saved, God, and make some of them. Give them an assignment, Lord, to preach your gospel. Touch other lives. Unlost. We've got so many people, these 13 boys and girls who have contacts with others who are not saved. So, God, you could save so many people by touching the McCullough family.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. Make a way out of the way.
Way out of the way.
Thank you. Make them sensitive to the voice of the Lord. So many people try everything else, but don't want to try Jesus, who is the key, Lord, that chasm in their life. And I pray that you would touch them and let them turn towards you and bless them in Jesus' name. Now, Lord, every person who's facing any type of negative nuance in their life, I pray that you would look on them and turn that around. God, you get the glory, you get the praise. When a person is going through sickness and you heal them, you get the glory. When a person is going through trouble and you heal them, you get the glory. When a person is going through all kinds of situations with their back, you get the glory, you get the praise. God, look on them and remedy that, Lord, so that the glory will go up to you. Only you, and beyond man and beyond woman. And we just praise you in advance. And we give you a thousand thank you. Bye-bye. Thank you, Lord. And we just praise you. We ask in Jesus' name. Thank
you. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
He is able this morning. He is able this morning. The Lord is in the blessing business, and He is handing out blessings this morning. So, if anyone will come who that has a prayer request, those that have special, anyone else?
Good morning, Chris and Bachelor Mike Renata Jones. I've been having a really bad headache, so I'm just asking that the Lord deliver this headache out of my body.
Touch it, Lord, right now, Heavenly Father. Just touch it, Lord. Find that headache, Lord.
That's it.
Get it out of there. Get it out of there, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, give her the spirit to receive it, Lord, to believe. You know, you have to sometimes touch your forehead and put some of that oil on there. You got to anoint the head with that oil sometimes, and that'll help that headache get out of there. That'll help your headache get over that.
Thank you. Amen.
All right. Thank you, Lord.
And let me just say a word of prayer, too, Brother Lonnie. Sister Jones, amen. I've been teaching on this line